Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, August 21st, 2018. Welcome to day 579. Michael Cohen entered into a plea agreement with federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York in connection with the investigation into bank fraud, tax fraud, and campaign finance violations. While Cohen is not expected to cooperate with the government, any cooperation agreement would likely extend to Robert Mueller's investigation. Now, this story is still developing, so make sure to check back to the main site for updates as it goes on. The jury in Paul Manafort's trial, meanwhile, is having trouble reaching a consensus on at least one of the counts and asked the judge for instructions on how to proceed. Manafort faces 18 charges in total, including 5 counts of filing false tax returns, 4 counts of failing to disclose his offshore bank accounts, and 9 counts of bank fraud. If convicted on all counts, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. The Trump administration revealed the details of its new pollution rules for coal-burning power plants, which would replace the Obama-era Clean Power Plan with the Affordable Clean Energy Rule. The plan would give the states the authority to determine how to restrict carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions which contribute to global warming, as well as relaxing pollution rules for power plants that need upgrades. The technical analysis that accompanies the proposal says that, quote, implementing the proposed rule is expected to increase emissions of carbon dioxide and the level of emissions of certain pollutants in the atmosphere, which adversely affect human health, end quote. This would lead to between 470 and 1,400 premature deaths annually by 2030. And finally, Russian hackers have been targeting conservative American think tanks that have been critical of Trump's interactions with Putin. The New York Times and Politico are reporting that Microsoft also identified attempts by the Kremlin-linked hacking group Fancy Bear to infiltrate U.S. candidates, campaigns, and political groups using malicious websites that mimic the login pages of the U.S. Senate and try to trick people into handing over their passwords. Microsoft says it has no evidence that the group was successful. But said that it remains, quote, concerned that these latest attempts pose security threats to a broadening array of groups connected with both American political parties in the run-up to the 2018 elections, end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Mick Mulvaney is trying to use his influence to protect a South Carolina company from the negative effects of Trump's trade policies. 2. Christopher Steele won his libel case in the U.S. against 3 Russian oligarchs who sued him over allegations made in his dossier about the Trump campaign and its links with Moscow. 3. Trump denied reports that he is considering restricting President Obama's access to intelligence briefings, saying the move is something that he, quote, never discussed or thought of, end quote. And 4. Trump threatened to revoke the security clearance of another former U.S. intelligence official. This time, Philip Mudd, who's a former CIA and FBI official, claiming he became totally unglued and weird during a recent CNN appearance. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.